All the funny beeps mean our mics went on. Okay, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. Chris, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Bruce.
Here.
Councilmember Christensen.
Here.
Councilmember Larraway.
Yes.
Council President McPherson.
Yes.
Mayor Steer.
Here. And if you'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. First item is consideration to amend the agenda.
I would move we amend the agenda to include item 4A.
I'll second that.
Motion's made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. Next item is a consent agenda. Questions, comments, anything you want pulled for discussion?
Seeing nothing from the rest of the council, I'd move we approve the consent agenda.
Second. Motion is made and seconded. Any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Bruce?
Aye.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Larraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. I see Robert McQuaid is not here yet, so we'll wait on that for a minute.
He'll complain about our traffic again, like last year.
Traffic?
Yeah.
That takes us right to public hearings. Case number 21-12-AN, Annexation, Boise Basin, Markovitz. Doug.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, council members. For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning Director, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA, Idaho, 83634. This application was previously heard on March 1st, 2022, where it was tabled to March 15th after closing the public hearing. Before the March 15th meeting, CUNA School District expressed their intent to provide an updated letter for the public record, so the meeting was tabled to a date uncertain and re-noticed for this evening. The updated school district comments can be viewed as Exhibit 2.31 on page 159 of the overall packet. As a reminder, the applicant is proposing an R4 median density residential zoning district classification in accordance with the Comprehensive Plan and Future Land Use Map. If the council approves the annexation, staff would recommend that the applicant be subject to the conditions of approval listed in Section 10 of your staff memo, as well as any other additional conditions this decision-making body decides to impose. I will stand by for any questions.
Okay, questions for Doug. Okay, did the applicant wish to present or? Yeah, we do everything backwards here.
I did not say that.
Yeah.
So my name's Chase Craig. I'm at 5055 East CUNA Road, CUNA, Idaho, 83634. And thank you for having me, council members and Mr. Mayor. And I just want to talk briefly, since we had already presented this, I'm going to go over it relatively quick. And I just wanted to reiterate a few of the points that we had made last time. We've listened. Initially, this Markovitz property was submitted as R8. Obviously, that was not something that the neighbors wanted to see. We met with the neighbors, had some great meetings with them, actually, and we're excited to come back with a project that's much more of a fit for the community out there. So we are looking for an R4 zoning designation, and we just back of the napkin math, on that 50 acres, it's about 150 homes or so, if we maximize that R4 density, because you don't get a net acreage, you don't get a gross R4, you get a net after you remove, some of the right-of-ways and other items that are removed, which Doug can speak about if you have questions on that. So instead of, you know, R6 or R8, where you could see 300 or 400 homes there, we're only coming in with 150 homes. And going a little bit further, you know, meeting with the city, we've had some great meetings with the staff, and we met all of the requests and all of the statutes for 50222, and that's for the necessary to assure that necessary orderly development of Idaho's cities. And one of the things I wanted to say, we've kind of, you know, gotten rid of this, but the septic issue, we've worked with the neighbors out there to, you know, there will be no disruption to their current system, and we will allow, if they are ready at the time, to be able to connect to city services. We do have water rights for irrigation on all 51 acres, and obviously we are not likely to need that for pressurized irrigation. So any of those overages, we'd be able to, you know, give those to CUNA and support them wherever they might need them. So in conclusion, you know, we do have a low-density project that satisfies orderly development. We've got that new, brand-new sewer and water line. We're super excited to get some use out of that in that area on CUNA Road there by Eagle. And, you know, I was just looking at the numbers on the way out here. As you guys may or may not be aware, you know, housing prices have gone up with everything else. And one of the biggest reasons for that is availability of housing. And I think the decision you guys are making today is the opportunity to provide more homes to the area. So I pulled some numbers. At the beginning of 2021, the average price in CUNA for a resale home was $327,000. And as of today, it's $460,000. So that's a 40% increase in 15 months. And this is strictly driven by supply and demand. And obviously being able to bring some more homes to the CUNA area is really important to me. I was at the school board meeting that we had taken a pause for, and that was one of the things that was mentioned is, you know, lower density housing that maybe can be a little higher end to keep some of the important roles that we have. In fact, it was mentioned, I forget the school board member's name, but he said they were losing great executives because they couldn't find the housing they wanted out here. You know, all they could find was smaller housing or big farms, and they couldn't find that, you know, a little bit larger house that might be a little bit, maybe more of a move up. There's a lot of starter homes out here. So he was requesting R4. We happen to be R4. So with that, I will stand for any questions that you might have.
Okay. Questions for Mr. Craig?
Yes.
Yes.
During your presentation, you mentioned you're not going to be needing the pressurized irrigation. What are you going to use for landscaping?
Oh, I apologize. That's if that's what you heard, I misspoke. So we will use that irrigation for pressurized irrigation. We just won't need all 51 acres of those water rights.
Okay.
So the remaining acres, we, you know, wherever the city can use that. So
another follow-up question on your neighborhood meeting minutes. There were some statements or comments that were written down here. Have those been addressed with the neighbors? Or?
Yeah, we've spoke with the neighbors. You know, because we don't actually have a plat here today, we can't really provide anything to the neighbors in terms of we'll do X or Y or Z. So they'll obviously have the opportunity to speak on that at planning and zoning for, you know, when a plat, if and when a plat is actually presented. But yeah, we heard their comments, and we are well aware, and, you know, we've actually been enjoying talking to them, and hopefully they haven't minded talking to us too much. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, anything further?
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay, this is a public hearing. Is there anybody who didn't get a chance to sign in who wishes to testify in this matter? Okay. We'll start with Dave Reinhardt from CUNA School District.
Mayor Steer, members of council, David Reinhardt, CUNA School District, 711 East Porter Street, CUNA, Idaho. As you know, we have been deeply involved, in, especially in looking at annexations of land and residential developments that may follow. We have, and we appreciate you hearing us a couple of weeks ago when this was first presented. We have worked closely with Chase Craig and appreciate his openness to that conversation. We're satisfied that we can serve it if a plat is eventually presented. We'll comment on the plat probably as well when it comes to transportation, but we have worked together to find ways to mitigate any impact, and so the school district's satisfied that we can serve it if a plat comes forward.
Okay. Questions for Mr. Reinhart? And then, Dennis Rainwater, did you wish to testify or? Okay. And that's all I had signed up to testify then. Was there anybody else who wishes to testify? Okay. Thank you. Well, that's it. I think most of the issues we kind of talked about before, the only thing that ended up being the holdup, I think, was discussing with the school district and their concerns, and it seemed that most everybody was favorable with the, didn't hear a lot of negative comment on any of it. So.
Right. I agree. They've gone above and beyond to make changes.
We are still on public hearing, yes. So you can ask questions of whomever you want, except me. You can't ask me anything.
I have a question for Doug real quick. On page 85 of 195, it says under 4.5 services for water and sewer, it says private system. Is that because of their initial application and it just didn't change or something?
For the sanitary sewer and potable water?
Yeah.
I believe that is. So it says private system currently because there was no plat proposed with any type of improvements.
Okay.
If a preliminary plat moves forward, at that point they'll have to switch over to the city's system.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. I figured it was something silly, but thought I'd ask. Thank you.
Just to piggyback directly off that, and Doug, if I might, memory serves me correct, we may have touched on this, but the Boise project will not allow this property to be connected into the city of Kunis pressurized irrigation system unless it acquires a legal service water irrigation rights. Now, that's something that comes at the plat level as well, or?
So, yeah, so after a preliminary plat would be approved, the developer would annex over the service water irrigation rights to the city.
Then I move we close the evidence presentation and proceed to deliberation.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. So I'd like to start off by, I want to thank Chase and the work that you've done working with the neighbors. And appreciate the fact that you're going to work with them to help them facilitate connecting if that's what they wish to do. And it just makes a good neighbor, so I appreciate that very much. And also working with school district, all of that's appreciated.
Thank you for the R4.
Yeah, I think coming into these annexations, that the big thing and the big point of discussion that seems to lead the way is where our schools are sitting, and, you know, real thankful to the school district and Chase for communicating and working this out and communicating with us more or less where things are at and how they feel about these things, that really does assist in maybe the concerns that I personally have when it comes to these types of growths. But I do appreciate that communication there.
I agree. Low density, the fact that they're going to allocate any water not used back to other parties and working with the school district. That's a long way from where we started.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I move we approve case 21-12-AN.
Second that.
Motion is made and seconded to approve case number 21-12-AN. I would assume that includes with the
stipulation
of staff. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Is anyone opposed? And that motion carries. Thank you very much. Case number 20-03-ZC and 20-06-S. Staff has requested this item to be tabled to a date uncertain. Have to re-advertise.
Motion as such. Okay, then I move we table item 20-03ZC and 20-06S to a date uncertain.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries. That leads us to business items. Consideration to approve $300,000 from general fund contingency to start work on the Puna Police Station. Bobby Withrow.
for the record, Bobby Withrow, Parks Director, 270 South Orchard. I'm coming before you tonight to ask for $300,000 to start the remodel of the soon-to-be police station. Right over here in the, on the other side of the parking lot. With this request, I did put in my memo that the market is ever fluctuating, so I may be coming to ask for more to finish the project. It's hard with a 50-year-old building to bring everything up to code with HVAC, plumbing, electrical, and we got to do lead and asbestos. Removal as well. With that, I'm also asking an additional full-time employee pretty much to stay over there and work on this project while the other two are doing their normal duties throughout the city. With that, I stand for questions.
Okay. Questions for Bobby.
I have an ignorant question. That's what I'm good for sometimes. When you talk about you might come back later and ask for more, is it feasibly possible we could hold off and put that in next year's budget?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, Councilman Larraway, yeah.
Okay.
I just had a quick question, Mark Bybee, City Attorney. Is there going to be, is this Public Works construction? Do we need to put this out to bid? I saw the contingency request. I just wanted to make sure, like, I couldn't tell if staff going to be doing the work and where it's at. I just wanted to make sure we're complying with procurement obligations.
For the record, Bobby Withrow, staff's going to be doing the majority of the work. We are going to contract some of the work out that we can't do, like electrical and the plumbing part of it. And we will comply with the procurement policy and the public work standards with all of that.
Now, this also has to be ADA compliant, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
With the sheriff's department, is that?
Like I said, this is going to be a challenge, but it's going to be fun.
And I want to thank Bobby and his crew for stepping up and Jared for helping to make numbers work on things.
T-Cloud.
Getting this in process so that we can move forward. So I appreciate that very much.
Aren't you glad Cardozo is not here to ridicule you over this?
Oh, I would have been ready for his questions. I feel like.
You know that one would have been coming.
I've dealt with him for many years, so.
Okay. I would move we approve $300,000 from general fund contingency to start work on the Kuna Police Station.
I'll second.
Motion is made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
I'm looking at Jared's eye like, where am I going to get $300,000?
Mayor, if I might have a couple or 1 minute.
Only if you want.
Mike Fertusco, Chief of Police for the City of Kuna, 1450 West Boise Street. First of all, I want to thank Bobby and his crew. I want to thank Chris, Jared, all the directors up here, but specifically the mayor and city council. I very much appreciate how law enforcement friendly this city has been to me and to the team that I supervise and all the deputies that work out there. This is really taking a big step in the future for Kuna Police and with all of our staffing. We're busting at the seams in our current building, as the mayor has seen, and this is a big step for us. We're going to be the only contract city in Ada County that Ada County patrols with the city having their own police station, their own building. So this is a huge step, which affects a lot of other things. So I really, really do appreciate the support we have from the city and everybody in it.
I also have a question. I don't know if it's for you.
Yes, go ahead.
The money that was donated by Meta, can that be used for part of the construction?
I don't think that's a question,
Jared,
for me.
Yeah, Jared, go ahead.
Mike? Just yell.
Well, yeah, you don't get microphones yet.
You get hand signals.
Councilman Laraway, Jared, MPC Treasurer. So those funds were designed not for expansion of the system, but for personnel costs, so they will not be directly attributed to that. However, there is sufficient monies in the general fund to cover this, and so we will, I think we're fine with the $300,000. So
now you're saying that it's for personnel only. What about equipment?
So to answer that, so it's for paying the police contract over the 20-year period.
So that could be equipment.
Sure. So anything attributable to that police contract. However, it was not intended for building out the police station.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anything further? And we made a motion. Oh, that's all done.
I'd like to say thank you to Mike. I see the patrol officers out. They're always they have a good relationship with the community. See people smiling, talking together. It's not just so that's important. A lot of people don't see that, but it goes a long way. And obviously, you lead the charge there. So thank you.
Yeah, we do have a great crew out here. Always proud to have them here. So.
Still waiting for the ride along offer.
Anytime.
Councilman Bruce, the ride-alongs are going to open up here shortly. We're hoping they'll open up shortly. So there are a lot of promotions coming up, as the mayor knows that a lot of our guys are getting promoted to detective, sergeant. So we're losing some, but some will also stay here in those positions.
Awesome. And that is one good thing. We are very happy to have our officers be able to promote. Although oftentimes that means they leave here and they have to go do other things elsewhere, but we retain as many as we can, and even once in a while bring them back. But I'm very pleased that means we have guys that want to keep moving forward in their career, and we always have a really good group of guys waiting that want to come here too. So
good
that
job,
helps
Chief.
A lot. All right. Item B, consideration to approve $18,000 from the general fund contingency for a forklift. Bobby Withrow.
Jared, don't look at me. For the record, Bobby Withrow, Parks Director, 270 South Orchard. Coming before you tonight to ask for contingency funds up to $18,000 for a forklift at a local auction. With our new shop, we are going to need one. A brand new one is between $45,000 and $50,000. So I thought if we can get this one at a cheaper rate, I would try to go for it. It is more of an all-terrain forklift, so it's not just going to be in the shop. You can go out in the yard as well. So with that, I stand for questions.
Okay. Questions for Bobby. And that's his last request for money tonight. At least on the agenda. That is, yeah. So.
Nope. Okay. I would move we approve up to $18,000 from general fund contingency for the possible purchase of a forklift.
I'll second.
Motion's made and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And the motion carries. Case number 22-01-TE is a time extension for Moreland Point Subdivision Number 2. We have Jessica Reed on here. I'm assuming Doug is going to take that. Although Jessica is always nice to have here, too. So,
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, for the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning Director, 751 West 4th Street. A-Team Land Consultants request time extension approval for the Merlin Point Subdivision Number 2 final plat in order to allow for market demands to improve and warrant the need for development of the commercial lots. In Exhibit 2.3, Economic Development Director Morgan Treasure provided an analysis of the current commercial market for the CUNA area. The result, CUNA is in need of additional commercial space for not only small businesses, but the national chains and franchises which have turned their sights on CUNA as we have crossed the 25,000 population threshold. CUNA City Code 642F1 states City Council is under no obligation to approve a final plat time extension. Based on the staff report and exhibits provided, staff would recommend the City Council approve the time extension request for the Merlin Point Subdivision Number 2 final plat with the condition that this is the final instance a time extension will be granted. The applicant was unable to be here tonight, but he did talk to staff and let us know that he was in agreement with the staff report and conditions. With that, I will answer any questions you may have.
Okay, questions for Doug.
Here, if I could.
Yes.
So, Doug, if I'm looking through this correctly, it seems the developer is concerned that there's no need to expand commercial lots right now because the market doesn't ask for it, which is why they're wanting this time extension, because they want to see a bigger demand for commercial, or?
I believe that's the case, but that's why we turned to Morgan to do a market analysis, because from everything that the city is seeing, the demand for commercial space is extremely high.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my concern is seeing a developer that is looking at it different than the city is when it comes to wanting to hold off on this final plat because of a lack of commercial interest. So I just wanted to make sure I was reading that right, because to me, it just seems kind of a backward analysis with that. So.
Okay. Anything further?
Did I get to the right page? Sorry. Then I would move we approve 2201TE for the Merlin Point 2 subdivision.
Motion's made and seconded to approve case number 22-01-TE. Is there any further discussion?
Yes.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Oh, Chris.
Was council going to include for the record that there was going to be the final extension in the motion?
I would add that to my motion, yes.
Second still stands.
Okay, amended motion is to add that it's the final extension for the subdivision. All right, any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
Mayor, on the next item, Barney emailed me and said that Drew would be accepting the proclamation because she is caught in horrible traffic.
All right. Very good. Next item is Denim Day for Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So this is the proclamation. And whereas the United States government has declared April as Sexual Assault Awareness Month, And the Women and Children's Alliance has declared April 27th, 2022 as Denim Day. And whereas both events are intended to draw attention to the fact that rape and sexual assault remain a serious issue in our society, and whereas Sexual Assault Awareness Month and Denim Day were also instituted to call attention to misconceptions and misinformation about rape and sexual assault, and the problem that many in society remain disturbingly uninformed with respect to issues of assault and forcible rape, and whereas with proper education on the matter, there is compelling evidence that we can successfully reduce incidents of this alarming and psychologically damaging crime, whereas the City of CUNA is an important partner in the Women and Children's Alliance efforts to educate our community about the true impact of rape and sexual assault, now therefore be it resolved that Joe Steer, Mayor of the City of CUNA, Idaho, do hereby proclaim April 27, 2022, as Denim Day for Sexual Assault Awareness Month in the City of CUNA, Ada County, State of Idaho, and encourage all citizens to speak out against sexual assault and support local efforts to provide help and healing to victims of these crimes. And Drew Piccola, if you want to step up, I will hand you this proclamation. Thank you very much for all that you do.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll go back. Yeah.
Have you noticed denim's made a comeback? Have you seen that everywhere? Denim. Not that you care, but I've been seeing it everywhere, and then this came up.
Denim's making a comeback.
Apparently, yeah.
Thank you for that observation.
Just thought you'd want to know.
I appreciate that. All right, we'll go back to item 4A. This is an update from Ada County Assessor Robert McQuaid. Thank you, and just so you all know, this will be the last time we get to hear a report from him. We appreciate the years that you've been doing this and the information that you provide. It's always very helpful for us, so thank you very much.
I wish I could say that I was stuck in traffic and that was the reason I was late. Actually, I was in CUNA, that Albertsons parking lot at 5:30. I wanted to make sure I was here on time. And I looked on my schedule and it said 6:30. And at 6:05, I thought I'm going to just check to make sure that's it. Well, that was for CUNA School District that I was looking at, which was last week at 6:30. And I thought, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry for being late. And because of that, I'll make this extra brief.
Well, they're a secondary entity, so that's why we have.
I know, just out of courtesy.
I didn't really say that.
Yeah, I was there last week, and that was really something. We're sending out assessment notices May 28th, and I'm just here to tell you what we've been doing and what's been going on in my office that is affecting you out here at the City of CUNA. I just want to make one thing really clear, and that is the assessor does not collect taxes. We allocate value. Our job is to determine what portion each property owner will pay of the total property taxes. That's what our job is, and a lot of people don't understand that. How close are our values? People say your values are really way below or way high, when in fact, actually, the State Tax Commission does a study. Set my watch here for 10 minutes. To how close are we to market value? On residential property last year, we were at 94% of the sales price, statistically 97% on commercial. Over here, your total market value is just about $4 billion, and that's up 28% compared to the $3 billion last year. That's the market value, not taxable value. The taxable value is more important to you because that's what you get to base your levy on. So we take the $4 billion, pull out just about $882 million for homestead exemptions, $26 million of outstanding exemptions that are still out there, have not been sent to my office yet. Add $26.5 million back in for operating property, your potential taxable value, and this is a real important number, this is what your levy would be set on, is about $3 billion. Again, this is preliminary, but I think it's going to be reasonably close enough where people working on budgets, they can get started with this, that $3 billion. You have 11,000 residential properties. That's a 10% increase over last year. Your median value on single-family residential parcel here at CUNA is 19%. And that's the way it is right now. We're still working on, again, we're a bit early. The appraisers are working on their trending. I believe that will be close to 30% when all is said and done, when notices go out. So single-family residential will probably be up 20%. Last year, we were at 26%. And we had never been that high before. I think the highest we've been for that prior to last year was maybe 14-15%, and we expected a lot of appeals, a record number of appeals. Actually, last year was the fewest number of appeals that we'd had in two decades, which was just astounding. Wow. We just shook our heads. So we think that we get up to 30%, we'll have even fewer values. But that's what we're hoping anyway, of appeals. But I'm not going to put money on that. Commercial property, you've got 326 parcels valued at $221 million. That's a 29% increase. Median change on commercial, 19%. That'll probably go up a little bit more, but it's not going to reach the 30% that the residential has, that's for sure. And total market value, not taxable value, is $228 million. New construction is an important number because that's what we can be, the cities, the counties, and other taxing districts get to increase their budget capacity by is last year's new construction times the levy. And that law actually was changed last year, so it's 90% of the new construction is what you get to use. So you take the levy times that, and you can increase your budget by that, plus some other factors. But the taxable value is $212 million here in CUNA, and that's up 29% over last year. Residential is $159 million of that, and commercial made up $12 million. New subs change of status. That new subdivisions, there's a big subdivision, I think, is it north of here in CUNA? Is your new subs change status is over $45 million. That's a 340% increase than over the previous year. And that's going to change next year. New subs change of status will not go towards the new construction. We will still assess it as the value, but it will not be included in the new construction role anymore after this year. One revenue allocation area, $2 million. That's up 143%. I want to just spend the last few minutes talking about something that I think is really important to you. It's important to me and the assessor's office. And that there's a real misunderstanding between tax burden. Your tax burden here in CUNA, tax burden is who pays the taxes, residential or commercial parcels. This year, residential is picking up 91% of the property tax bill. 9% is commercial. And on residential, that's up 1%. Commercial is off 1%. But people really get confused with the tax burden, say, because commercial is definitely their portion of property tax bill, their burden is getting smaller every year here in CUNA, in Ada County, and in others. People believe, at least one taxing authority here, and I'm not going to mention names to not shame the guilty, but they confuse the tax burden with what assessment level are we assessing? In other words, they think that we're assessing commercial property less than residential property, and that's why it's going, the commercial is going down. That's not that at all. It has to do with something that's way beyond my control. I can control the level, and we'll discuss that in a minute, but tax burden is strictly based upon the number of houses that are being built, the houses that are being sold, the commercial properties that are new commercial properties, the valuation, the market is really giving a lot more strength to residential properties than commercial properties. Just to give you an idea of why we have that separation between commercial and residential on tax burden, is here in CUNY, you have 11,000 residential parcels, 326 commercial properties. In other words, you have 34 times the residential properties than you have commercial properties. So that alone says you're going to have a lot more residential paying property taxes. You have $3.7 billion is the value of the residential properties. $221 million is the commercial value. So in other words, you have 17 times the value of residential property, 17 times more than the commercial property. So this is what is driving this. If you looked at the chart, it's there. They're separating like this. And it has been really since about 2017. That is the tax burden. I have no control over that. But what I do have control over is that's the tax level. And this is where the confusion is. Tax level is what level are we assessing? I started out by saying we are assessing residential property about 94% of the sales price statistically. Commercial, 97%. This is something I have complete control over. And that is how much are we going to be increasing the residential property based upon sales, 11,000 sales last year. How much are we going to be increasing residential property? How much are we going to be increasing commercial property? That my staff does. And the level probably this year is going to be somewhere right around 95, 96. Hopefully the level we're going to be seeing commercial and residential coming together. I just mentioned that residential is a 94% commercial last year. If anything, statistically, commercial is paying more or being assessed at a higher rate, the 3%, that split. So I just hope if you don't get anything else out of this, that there is a tax burden, it's who's paying the tax. That's governed by all kinds of different factors, who's buying houses, who's building buildings, whatnot. The level, the 94, 97%, that's what my office has control over. So, Mr. Mayor, I still have a minute and a half. And I'm sorry, again, I just cannot tell you how sorry I am and how embarrassed I am for being late.
Oh, no problem for being late. We appreciate that you come
so
out and
so kind
do this.
Of you. Very charitable, and I really appreciate that. But it's no excuse.
Well, we're going to miss seeing you around. It's good. Maybe you can come out and tell us a story once a year anyway and do something differently.
I could do that because I've got some great stories about people coming to my office and talking about some
stuff. I'll bet.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you could write
a
book. Well, I think, it's unfortunate that we have the balance that we have as far as residential commercial. However, with the way other cities look at that, I think that our residential haven't noticed the tax shift like other cities that are 50-50, then that would be much more dramatic of a shift, whereas here 1% is, it means something. However, it's not as much as it would be if we were 50-50 on commercial and residential. So eventually we want to get our commercial up, and hopefully it'll be at a time when things like this aren't happening the way they are. So,
Mr. Mayor, you make really a good point, and as you don't really realize it until someone says, oh, residential is paying 90%, commercial is paying 10%. That's when it's like, wait, what's going on here? But you make a really good point. If you don't know that, everything seems to be just fine and is as it should be.
Yeah. All right. Did anybody else have any questions for?
Do we have a copy of that report, or is that just your data, your information?
Well, I could give you two things. Number one, I could give you the report I just gave you, plus I could give you the supporting data on that, if that would help.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay. I like to read this.
We can just send that to the clerk's office, if you would.
Yes, and it's all just an outline form. So I left a whole bunch of stuff out that you'll be able to get to meet. And
great, thank you.
Yeah,
that's great.
Great, and
a lot of great information. Thank you.
And thank you again so much for your years of service. It's not always an easy job, but you've done a great job. So I appreciate you very much.
So kind of you say that, I'll tell you, and I said this at the CUNA school, I love the drive over here. Once I get out of the traffic off the connector, it's the drive, and it's so beautiful out here, and it's changing, really changing a lot, but I will miss that, but I might take you up and just kind of tell you a story or two.
Do that.
How many years has it been?
This is my 28th year that I'm finishing up.
Wow.
And I've loved every single minute of it, I really have.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And I know we'll see each other again.
Okay, good. The last item we have on the agenda is ordinance. Consideration to approve ordinance 2022-14, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA, making certain findings and rezoning certain real property, to wit, Ada County parcel number R24043-40200, owned by T&J Good Properties, LLC, situated within the corporate limits of the City of CUNA, Ada County, Idaho, and amending the zoning map and directing the city engineer and city clerk and providing an effective date. And this is just a simple carry forward. So.
Yep. I would move we waive three readings of ordinance 2022-14.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to waive the three readings. Is any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion carries.
I'd move we approve ordinance 2022-14.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2022-14. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Bruce?
Aye.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember Laraway?
Yes.
Council President McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. That is all we had on the agenda for the evening. Chris, did we ever get confirmation on a date for a joint meeting with school district again?
No, sir. I recommended June 15th, and so I'm waiting for them to respond.
Okay. All right.
But there is the ACHD meeting coming up May 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that's, I just want to commend our great staff. We have great directors. We have great people that work here in the city that make things just go so smoothly and make my job just a pleasure to be. And so I just want to do a shout out to them and thank everyone involved. And thank you, Council, for all that you do. And I really appreciate that we can have good discussions and get to an end result.
We could have a jury trial.
We could. We could. And we've been thinking about what charges. Yes.
No, it was just a thought I had, but I just wanted to see about the potential of it. But, you know, in 4 weeks, we got a real important primary coming up where the city, ourselves, the citizens, we have a very important decision to make. Are we able to open up for a meet and greet or something to all, and open up just the city doors for maybe a night of a town hall Q&A with all the candidates, just to give the citizens a chance to meet everybody? I don't know. It's not something we've ever really done at Pushed. It was just a thought I had.
I'll let maybe Mark address that a little bit. Generally, we're not allowed on city property to do any campaigning of any kind and that type of thing, but maybe you have a thought that I
I don't know that I have much more to add to that. If we were going to do something, it would absolutely have to be nonpartisan, everyone invited.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know if that's campaigning or not. That's what I'm struggling to say, because it's not like fundraising or anything like that, but everybody making a pitch. If you want me to take a look, I'll research on it a little, see if we could, but I don't know off the cuff.
Yeah, I don't want it to prioritize your day or take up your day. It was just a thought I had, giving everyone out here a chance just for a night to meet everybody. And
it would be nice if we had some, all included. If we had some off-site premises where that could happen. That's a really great point.
I know we've made it available for the city council, like when we had the city council elections, there's that bit. And so can we do something in the same vein when it's not a city election? That's kind of what I'm not sure of.
I think the school district's working on one as well.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and that's good too. It doesn't matter as long as they just feel it'd be great to have that opportunity for
everybody. Is there a CUNA Chamber of Commerce? Because I know that's often things that the Chamber of Commerce will put on. Is there any effort to do that?
Yeah, I think they're in the talks as well, both of them.
Okay.
We'll leave it up to the school district. And the
Well, I think that's a good point, though, yeah. Because it might be, you know, like the last council election, the Chamber has always done not a debate, but just a chance to people to get to listen to council members and that are running, and they didn't do that this last time. So, so I think that brings up a point. I think that's something we'll probably look at just to see what our legal abilities are.
I'll take a look. I suspect it's right there in the statute. That's the first time anybody's asked me anything along those lines.
We appreciate you, Mark.
So,
all right. Anybody have anything else?
The Easter egg hunt was Saturday, and there was well over 1,000 little kids running around and screaming and yelling, and they cleaned all them eggs up in about 30 seconds per field. It was amazing.
Richard was there, and it took us about an hour to spread all those eggs out. Kids had them picked up within 5 minutes.
Yeah, oh yeah, hands down. There's going to be a little changing of the guard. Sherry's going to step down from directing it. She's still going to help and whatever. And I got a 10-year commitment out of Laraway here to keep helping. So, but
as long as they move it to June.
It was a really good event. Good to see everyone. And then I can't remember if we talked about it before. I was brought to see if the city could facilitate like a touch the truck event. And I know I've discussed it with you. One of Bobby's staff got with me. I kind of already had some stuff rolling for it, if it was feasible. And looking for a date, June 25th, maybe, something like that. We're going to try to put that on. I'm just helping them with contacts for all sorts of stuff. It's an event where they just you have like a crane and a concrete truck and different trucks that little kids would like to see, and kind of make it an informational thing. And just a public awareness.
Over in the park?
I think they're looking at the little spot just right over here behind Idaho Pizza. That big turnout in there.
That's awesome.
I'm trying to keep it as local as I can. Naylor Towing that's out here said they'd bring a tow truck. Fire department's on board. We need a police car. Ada County paramedics are on board. School district for a school bus. The city can bring the big vacuum truck they've got and their big red dump truck. The electric garbage trucks will be there. We'll do some not just truck stuff. Do some bigger farm machinery, some excavators, front end loaders, stuff like that too. We're gonna see how much stuff we can get in that parking lot down there. So,
do they let the SWAT vehicle? We need a trailer.
Yeah, I don't think they have a trailer. I don't think they might have a trailer. We are getting a new Bearcat. I just don't think it'll be here in time. But that's a brand new, pretty high tech automobile. So that would be good for in the future. Everything's taking a little longer to build right now.
I know.
Yeah.
But
we're working on that. So.
Well, thank you for doing that. That's cool. Because CUNA is the most boring city in Idaho, right?
Yeah,
is that what I saw?
Yeah. You see the article?
I didn't see that article.
Yeah.
Look on the CUNA Parks and Recreation page. Oh. They didn't.
Okay.
They posted it on there and then refuted the idea that it was boring.
All right.
Anyway.
Good.
All right. Well, that's all we have. If anybody...
Thank you all.
All right. Well, appreciate it again, and meeting is adjourned.